Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
National story in the news concerns me the most, and why? The fact that Kim Jong-un is 6 to 12 months away from an atomic bomb.
.98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning at 7:45 on a Wednesday. Three big things. Houston still dealing with flooding as Harvey moves into Louisiana.
Two.
Sedgwick County Jail inmate dies after fight in Meade County Jail.
One.
Authorities identify a man killed after chase and officer-involved shooting in McPherson County. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Continue to watch for traffic slowdowns near on 21st near I-135. A couple of traffic accidents there earlier this morning. Right now, we've also got a traffic accident. This is on Taft, east of Ridge Road. Traffic on KNSS brought to you by Joe Dubrovin, Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman in the East Harry Street Mall, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Sunny today with a high of 83 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 58. For Thursday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 85 degrees. More of the same. Now a fair sky, a north wind at only 5 miles per hour, and 54 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Explore your love of America's native spirit every Wednesday, that's today, with $4 select bourbons and whiskeys. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. 7:46 now with Steve and Ted, and we present part one of a special series on Steve and Ted, One Nation Overdosed.
There's a true epidemic sweeping America.
Give him Narcan, he's OD.
A person dies from a drug overdose every 11 minutes in America. For 1 week this summer, we crossed the country to see this crisis up close. I'm ABC's senior justice correspondent, Pierre Thomas, and this is One Nation Overdosed.
You gotta wake up, man. You gotta wake up. You cannot die.
It strikes without warning. On a public bus outside of Philadelphia.
He's on dope.
On a street in Detroit. Opioids pushing thousands of Americans to the brink of death. Playing out on social media.
He ain't dead. He come alive.
People having to be revived. Even by their own children.
Dad.
Wake up.
The heartbreaking results. Little girls like Liliana in New Hampshire, now without a father.
He was driving on the bus and he got unconscious.
And what? How come? What did he do?
He was smoking heroin. Big mistake.
I'm ABC's Pierre Thomas.
Tomorrow, the opioid crisis up close. Part two of One Nation Overdosed, right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. 7:48 now here on a Wednesday morning. The Steve and Ted WichitaPerks.com poll, Kansas ranked 39th on a CarsForKids.com survey of states with the most courteous drivers, 39th, ranking dead last in how aggressively do you respond to slow driving.
Okay.
Which driving situations annoy you the most? Well, we've got a few choices for you, and these came from the survey, by the way. Someone steals your parking spot. Nobody.
Yeah,
0%.
That's not an issue here.
And this, by the way, is on our webpage, knssradio.com. Slow driver in front of you, 15% say that's what upsets them the most. A driver who does not use turn signals, 22%.
Okay.
Someone tailgating you, 30%.
Wow.
And the top complaint, driver speeds
the number
up.
One?
A driver speeds up to keep you from passing,
hey, it's Bill.
33%. That would not have been mine.
Huh.
Mine would
it
probably be
terrible.
Tailgating, followed by turn signals.
Something coming
but
back.
But you can take,
it,
you can take part in our poll.
Lots
the Stephen Ted Wichita Perks.com poll on our webpage, KNSSradio.com.
I'm getting irritated just listening to you read the results of that poll.
Are you? That's
I think it's the beginning of road rage.
We're going to have radio rage going in the studio. North Korea's latest missile launch jolted the U.S. stock market Tuesday, but major indices pulled back from early losses. Finished mostly higher. Standard & Poor's 500 index rose 2 points. Dow gained 56. And the NASDAQ composite added 18 points. And we've been talking about this in our news this morning. The largest refinery in the country has cut output by nearly half as it deals with Tropical Storm Harvey.
Okay.
The refinery in Port Arthur, Texas, dealing with restrictions and the flow of crude oil coming in.
Hopefully
and products
no
like
delay.
Gasoline going out through pipelines and
Sweet.
Ports. One big Harvey loser, United Airlines. An airline analyst estimates the carrier could lose, get this, $266 million from Houston flight cancellations caused by flooding from Tropical Storm Harvey. That's amazing.
Yeah, those flights don't go, don't make any money.
And American consumers give today's economy the highest grade in more than 16 years. Conference Board said Tuesday consumers' assessment of current economic conditions hit the highest level this month since July 2001.
Before 9/11.
And apparently, what we're hearing is apparently people are excited by the possibility of tax reform with the new president. And this is what's got people excited, apparently. Consumers are, you said you did your own little survey over the weekend and saw a lot of people going to the restaurants, didn't you, Ted?
Well, it sure seems like when you drive around in this town.
Especially on Friday,
Thursday,
night.
Friday, Saturday. Yeah. Yeah, boy, every lot is packed.
Yeah. Apple CEO Tim Cook has collected $89.6 million as part of a 10-year deal that he signed as an incentive to keep the iPhone maker at the forefront of the technology industry, $90 million in incentives. You know, I'm not sure I can work harder than I do already, but if they floated $90 million my way, I might stay an extra 10 or 15 minutes every day and just do a little
and just,
extra.
Yeah, just a little extra
put
there.
Put just a little bit more.
For 90 mil.
For 90 mil.
But see, at that price, you get your underlings to do the work for you.
That's true.
You don't have to work.
You know, if
you just have to
known,
sit back in your beanbag chair and think of exciting ideas.
Truth be known, this guy sits in a chair, goes to meetings, and says yes, no, yes,
that's
no.
That's exactly what he does.
And that's all the guy does, okay? Everybody, he's got every underlings taking care of everything else for him. And he gets 90.
He makes 90 mil.
90 mil for doing that, right? Well, that's the way it works.
Well, that's the life of us. If you can get to that chair,
you get to be the CEO.
You know, you're all set, man.
You are set. Everybody else does the work. 7:52 now with Steve and Ted. A deal may be close to bring a new baseball team to Wichita. Editor Bill Roy of the Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, it looks like Wichita has been doing some work recruiting a new baseball team to town. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells the WBJ that the city should have a deal signed for a new affiliated baseball team by the end of the year. Exclusive talks are going on with one prospective team. Longwell didn't identify that team, but most believe Wichita will land a AA or AAA team. The new club would play in a new stadium in place of Lawrence Dumont. Hurricane Harvey impacting Wichita gas prices. A week ago, the average price $2.10 a gallon up to $2.15. The national average $2.37 a gallon up from $2.33. About a quarter of the country's oil refining capacity has been taken offline because of Hurricane Harvey and the flooding. That equates to about 2.5 million barrels a day. Just getting word this morning that the largest refinery is being taken offline because of the storm that's making landfall again. It's at the Texas-Louisiana border. And the Business Journal held a women-to-women panel Tuesday. Three women served as panelists, Mel Hamilton, Ford owner Lisa Hamilton, Equity Bank Vice President Julie Huber, and Cox Communications Vice President Colleen Jennison. They advised the group of about 100 attendees that they should be confident in their abilities, they should support other women professionals, and be authentic. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Somebody knows who they're talking to about that minor league team. Somebody knows.
Yeah.
The mayor is going to leak it in his sleep, and somebody's going to be there to tell us who it is. You got any, any ideas at all?
Do I?
Yeah.
No, there had been two. Let's see. There was San Antonio they were thinking of, and I think that may have fallen through. And then San Diego maybe an affiliate there. I don't know.
Yeah. San Diego, why don't we just bring the Padres in here? Do it upright.
Well, sure. Yeah.
Why mess around with minor league? That's the way I look at it.
I agree.
Yeah. There'll be plenty of people here to pack the stadium every night.
the Wichita Padres.
There you go. Today is the National Toasted Marshmallow Day. Mm. What do you think about that, huh? When you were a kid, did you ever
offer a toasted marshmallow?
You ever take that marshmallow on a stick or a pointy stick or even a coat hanger, a
wire hanger,
dip them out over the fire and toast them up? I liked mine just
that's where you do those s'mores.
Yeah,
S apostrophe M O R E S.
Yeah, I don't know anything about s'mores, but I do know about roasting a marshmallow over a fire. I used to burn mine till they were black because. Frankly, I don't like marshmallows very much.
No, the plain marshmallows aren't that good. But, boy, you toast them up a little bit. That's tasty.
Yeah, you put them in some hot chocolate, They got to be,
I'm with Bill. Make a s'more, man.
Now, what is good? What's a s'more? I mean, it's got the marshmallow. What else? A cookie or something? What?
No. You get your Hershey bar in there.
Hershey bar and graham crackers.
That's it? Yeah. Okay, fine. All right.
Apparently, that's not part of your life experience.
Marshmallow is not something I'm into very much.
Really?
Not but it is National Toasted Marshmallow Day, so celebrate somehow. All right?
Thank you,
gentlemen. Coming up at 8 o'clock, the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. And we're tracking old Harvey, the storm moving now into Louisiana. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.